From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons programs. Here's U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Should the North Korean regime conduct another nuclear or ballistic missile test, this resolution commits the Security Council to take even further action. It sends the unambiguous message to Pyongyang that further defiance will invite further punishment and isolation.
This new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Sanctions are in response to the November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims the missile is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the United States. U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption. The first trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into World Soccer's governing body, FIFA. Officials were arrested in 2015, accused of agreeing to take millions of dollars in bribes to bestow television and marketing rights. International Olympic Committee says it's banned 11 Russian athletes for life, stripped two others of Olympic medals from Russians, one during the 2014 Sochi Winter Games. Investigators say the evidence indicates that Russia was involved in an elaborate scheme to manipulate drug test samples, and the plot included senior government officials. Russia has denied it carried out any doping operation. This is VOA News. U.S. government has imposed a new round of sanctions against one of Russia's oldest organized criminal gangs, known as Thieves-in-Law. The U.S. Treasury Department said the Russian group engages in a variety of crimes, including money laundering, extortion, bribery, and robbery in Russia, Europe, and the U.S. Independence leaders in Catalonia have renewed their calls for a region to break away from Spain following this week's regional election results, which gave pro-secessionist parties a slim majority in parliament. The election was called by Madrid after it sacked the Catalan government, headed by Carles Puigdemont, following a disputed referendum in October. That story now from Henry Ridgewell in Barcelona.
The former Catalan regional president, now in exile in Belgium, called for talks with Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy outside Spain.
Well, Catalonia want to be an independent state. This is the wish of the Catalan people.
Puigdemont would face arrest if he tried to return to Spain. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said the election result does not affect the charges.
I hope there is a government that abandons unilateral decision-making and does not place itself above the law.
Rajoy said his first contact would be with the leader of the pro-unity Citizens Party, which won the most votes, though short of the number needed to form a government. But the most likely outcome remains a coalition of the three pro-independence parties. Many voters voiced doubt that Catalonia and Spain could reach any compromise. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Barcelona, Spain.
U.S. lawmaker wanting an investigation into the treatment of 92 Somalis who were allegedly chained to their seats on an airplane for nearly 2 days during a botched attempt to deport them back to their home country. U.S. Immigration says it didn't happen. Somali government embassy in Washington says more than 500 Somalis were deported from the U.S. between 2016 and 2017. Tow truck driver in the U.S. state of California been arrested, charged with attempting to provide support to terrorists by plotting to attack people, possibly with explosives, at a crowded pier in San Francisco before Christmas. Everett Jameson is 26 years old and a former member of the U.S. Marine Corps. Gordon Jameson is his father.
It's really unbelievable. It's just hard to fathom right now. I really don't know what to say, how to feel, really. It's just shocking. That's my son.
Searching Everett Jameson's home, investigators found a last will and testament. They said inside of that it said, "Long live to the Islamic State." Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.